Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sue Minter is calling for a major public investment in higher education, but the tax increases she needs to pay for her proposal would land squarely on Vermont's banks. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, banking officials say the plan would hurt their industry.
On June 7th, Sue Minter held a press conference in Winooski to announce her plan for tuition-free community or technical college for every student in Vermont. The next day, Chris Delia got a call from someone in Minter's campaign.
And the call was pitched as, I just want to give you a heads up. In my mind, I'm thinking, well, a heads up usually comes before the announcement is made, but that's fine.
Delia is president of the Vermont Bankers Association, and there's a reason he might have appreciated some advance notice. Minter's plan for higher education, she calls it Vermont Promise, relies on $12 million in new revenue, and all of it would come from new taxes on some of the state's larger banking institutions. Delia still hasn't spoken with Minter about her plan. When he does, he says he'll have a fairly direct message.
It's going to be a job destruction policy because my banks will cut positions.
Minter's plan would increase the bank franchise tax and make some banks in Vermont subject to the corporate income tax, something they're exempt from now. Delia says the move would likely result in branch closures across the state, and he says it would compel bigger banks to cease investing in Vermont and seek friendlier pastures elsewhere.
There's also the basic of taking $12 million out of the Vermont economy, which is used to support housing, support small business development, and other initiatives throughout the state.
That's not how Minter sees it.
4 out of 10 students graduating from high school do not go on beyond high school. And meanwhile, 2/3 of the jobs require some kind of education and training beyond high school.
Minter says public investments in financial aid for high school graduates will prepare students for the jobs of the future. And she says they'll ensure a ready workforce for an employer base struggling to find qualified workers.
This is a mission that the banks should be a part of. It's in their interest to make sure that we do more to get young Vermonters beyond high school.
Jeb Spalding is chancellor of Vermont State Colleges, a network of institutions that include Vermont Technical College and Community College of Vermont, the schools covered by Minter's plan. Spalding says Vermont has the second highest in-state tuition rates in the country for public colleges and universities.
And that's depressing the number of people that are going on to post-secondary education.
Spalding says he's not advocating for or against the particular funding mechanism that Minter has offered up, but he says solving the funding challenge for would-be college students could deliver the skilled homegrown workforce the state so desperately needs.
I think it could be a real game changer for economic prospects for Vermonters and for the economic prospects for the state of Vermont as a whole.
Tom Levitt is president of Northfield Savings Bank. Levitt says he doesn't discount the merits of a more robust financial aid program for high school graduates, but he says he doesn't understand why banks should be on the hook for financing the package.
It's great if we're going to go forward with that, but everyone should participate and certainly should not be falling on the backs of the banking community alone.
Minter says revenues from the bank franchise tax have been flat over the past decade.
I believe that the bank should be paying their fair share.
Delia says that, in fact, annual franchise tax revenues have jumped by about 20% since 2006. He says lawmakers have opted to redirect portions of that money into affordable housing and downtown tax credits, creating the illusion that the franchise tax isn't keeping pace. Though Minter's plan would hit only the 5 largest banks doing business in Vermont, Delia says all 20 banks in his association are opposed to the plan.
And it is going to have a very, very detrimental impact on Vermonters if this were to go through.
Minter says the real detriment comes if Vermont doesn't do something substantive to build its workforce.
And I'm focused on investing in ways to create greater economic opportunity.
Minter and Delia both say they plan to meet soon to discuss her proposal. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.